Okay, next we have Jealous Brother and A Guy Like Me.
Then John Linnell, he sang straight at the camera, playing the accordion. I looked at you as you looked at the TV, and I felt something going on. Two guys named John, they might be giants, playing Birdhouse in Your Soul. Doc Severinsen played the trumpet solo. I remember thinking,
so I wonder whether this song is a true story. It certainly feels it. And you'll note a lot of my commentary and my reviews and the discussion now is all about the meaning of the lyrics. That's the bit I'm most interested in for effectively a narrative type of challenge. So I do wonder whether this is a true story. I suspect it probably is, and that a singer of Jealous Brother met the love of his life watching They Might Be Giants on the television. There's a reference later in the song to the fact that They Might Be Giants are going on tour, that the protagonists are now very old. I presume this is just him saying, we met during this song, 35 years later, we're still together, and They Might Be Giants are touring again. How old are we? It's a really nicely observed song. It sounds lovely. There are elements I thought they could have made it a little more interesting to my ear, but I admit I have a very niche take on music. The things that I like to hear are not necessarily things that lots of people like to hear, but I love the intro. The first couple of bars of that guitar sounded amazing. I wanted more of that. I wanted the song to do that at the start, and it just dropped back into a slightly more straightforward, jangly guitar pop song. It's very nice, but I think it could have been more, but then that's just my taste.
Yeah, it's definitely a jangly pop rock song of a certain vintage. Like, when I hear it, I'm picturing these handsome college guys in matching sweaters who are performing this, like, in the 1950s or something, and it reminds me a lot of this fake band, The Wonders, from this movie called That Thing You Do. I do like a good story song, and I like They Might Be Giants a lot, so I'm predisposed to like this, but there are a couple of things that just kind of grated on me a little bit, and one of them was that there's this line that references the They Might Be Giants song, Birdhouse in Your Soul. It's the line about the glowing friend. And, you know, the glowing friend is the light switch that watches over you, right, in the song. And it's only mentioned twice in the They Might Be Giants song. However, Jealous Brother repeats the line about the glowing friend 9 times. And it's a bit of a non sequitur. And I feel like if you're going to have a refrain in a song, you want to have it on the strongest lines. And this is one of the weaker lines in the song altogether. So I just kind of wondered why the glowing friend was so prominent. It's just a weird thing that kind of sticks in my craw a little bit. But yeah.
I certainly agree that it's the weakest line in the song, both lyrically in the way that it doesn't really flow, but also the way it's delivered. It's quite weakly delivered. It's quite a breathy sentence, but it happens so often. It's almost the most important part of the song, and it really needed to be much, much stronger. It did, however, make me Google what The Glowing Friend and The Blue Canary were about, because I know that They Might Be Giants song, but I didn't know what it was about, but I do now, so thank you.
Jerkatorium has, you know, from the start been compared to They Might Be Giants, you know, and that is not by accident. You know, They Might Be Giants has had a really huge impact on me in my musical sort of development. This song, though, the song itself, I think it sounds more like a good Bafo Yucks Dudes tune. From the lyrics, of course, it sounds like maybe they were going for a TMBG sound alike, but that's not what this is. I don't get They Might Be Giants from listening to the song without hearing the lyrics. So I kind of hope that's not what they were aiming for, because this song is just not that. But it's very well produced and well performed. Just sort of, I think the music itself doesn't fulfill the promise that the lyrics had, more or less. One neat thing that happened was during the listening party, they were talking about the live performance that is referenced in this song, and Sunbucket chimed in to say that, you know, Flub chimed in to say that he was 2 months old at the time of that performance, and then Distance, not to be outdone, chimed in to say that he was negative 14 years old at the time of the performance, and I'm like, oh my God, I am so old.
Is that 1990?
1990, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I won't go into how old I was in 1990.
Yeah, no, I was, yeah.
I mean, They Might Be Giants were huge in our college years, right? Like, their first album came out while we were still in college.
Their first album, their self-titled album, I think...
Was it 89 or something like that?
No, I want to say it was like 87, because I think I came to college having already seen the Don't Let's Start video.
Oh, okay.
So like that seed was planted in this guy who was all at that time Rush and Yes and Pink Floyd and stuff like that. So it's like there was a bit of a something that was changing in me musically at that point. Yeah, we went to see them live on their Lincoln tour, and then we went to see them live on their Flood tour, and then it's been a zillion tours since then, and they've always kind of just been something that, at our best, Jerkatorium sounds like a bad TMBG sound-alike. Proud so enough.
Is college in the US, is that where you go at 18, yeah?
Yeah.
So equivalent of university or whatever. Yes. Okay, so that puts you probably about the same age as me then. So I was at university, college, when 1990 rolled around. That was my first exposure to They Might Be Giants. Is that on Flood, that song?
Yes.
On your soul? Yeah.
Yes.
So yeah, that was big when I was at college. But I went into college essentially a big REM, Smiths, U2 kind of fan. So that was kind of my jam, still is really. My musical taste hasn't changed at all really in 30 years, which is sad, but also quite comforting.
No, if you do it right the first time, there's no need to change.
I figure.
I was mocked relentlessly for my Rush fixation, but I got over that pretty quick. Still don't mind a good Rush song, but no, I'm kind of more in the Talking Heads and They Might Be Giants sort of area now. And this song didn't deliver that way. I wanted it to be a TMBG sound-alike because I skimmed ahead at the lyric sheet during the listening party, and when it came out not sounding They Might Be Giants, I was a little disappointed. So
there was a glut of bands in the 80s, maybe the early 90s, all harking back to the 60s, largely in the wake of bands like REM. This sounds like that. This sounds like a band from the late 80s playing songs that they love from the 60s. That kind of jangly feel.
Yeah.